With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico officials are discouraging the vaping of THC products and any products containing vitamin E acetate. That's the ingredient feared to be causing more than 2,000 cases of lung injury to people who vape. New Mexico health officials say three more cases of severe lung injury related to the use of e-cigarettes have been confirmed, and now there are 20 in New Mexico. I spoke with a lung doctor last year who also noted how alluring vaping has become, especially to youth. Dr. Eric Presser is a thoracic surgeon.
And anyone who reads anything or knows anything about nicotine knows how addicting it is. So when you put fruity flavors with nicotine in a cool puff of smoke that comes out of a teenager's mouth, you have the perfect storm, if you will. And if you go back 50 years, there's no difference than comparing that to the Marlboro Man.
Of the patients interviewed by the State Health Department, more than three-quarters of them reported the use of THC, the high-inducing part of marijuana. Dr. Presser cautions his patients about the danger of inhaling smoke or vaping THC and suggests other ways to ingest it.
My patients that use marijuana and they want to use marijuana to get high and use the THC component, I'm telling them to use edibles and oils. The reason why I do that is because anytime you inhale smoke into your lungs, you're causing an inflammatory response. And even though there might not be hard evidence right now about marijuana smoke and lung cancer, common sense tells us that if you smoke, you will cause damage, and eventually you are at a higher risk of getting lung cancer.
In all, more than 2,000 Americans who vape have gotten sick since March, and at least 40 young people across the U.S. have died. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.